This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And as I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Seems to be it's going to be a nice day today, in the mid-40s and sunny. And had that rainy day yesterday and part of Friday. Part of Thursday. So I've been getting that rain. There is some cold on the horizon headed our way. It's going to be those overnight lows that are going to be cold. I've heard all sorts of different things. That polar vortex is coming back. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But that cold weather, that winter weather will be happening. I noticed with our warm weather that we've been having, and it's not warm, it's just unseasonably warm, right? We're used to this time of the year, lower 30s most days, even get some deeper cold. I was looking through part of the nursery stock that we overwinter, and we overwinter it outside. We will insulate the pots around with some different items, just to keep them, that same temperature through the winter. But I was noticing some, here and there, there were a couple buds that were swelling up. Had me a little nervous, with the cold to come. So hopefully you're not seeing that in your garden. I think that, just the way the temperature has been up and down, and not being, that normal winter temperature, our plants might not know what's going on. So I'm hoping that, this is just a temporary thing, and we get some of that colder weather just to finish off the winter, right? Just to keep going with winter, get us into end of March, beginning of April, to start that spring feeling, and get ready for that, for the new year, instead of having a warm up than having some cold. There's all sorts of different weather reports out there that say, we could have tons of snow for the rest of the season, or we could have no snow. We'll see what happens as soon as it happens, right? We never know. We've said many times that meteorologists, that's the occupation I should have went into. You can be wrong half the time and still keep your job. So, that's part of the weather. But, we talk so much about the weather here just due to, what we do outside, what we work with, and what we plan to do. The weather is such a huge impact on the garden, on anything in that type of field, right? We want to just be ahead of it. so that when, you know, something does happen, we know what's going on. So we talk so much about it when we have some time, because it is so important. But as I said, you know, it's going to be nice today, looking like mid-40s and sunny. Might be a nice time to go out for a walk, hang outside a little bit, get any of the work that you have left to do. Get that done outside if you want, or just take a look from the inside and stay warm inside. But it's a it's going to be a nice day. You know, maybe it's a day where you go take a walk in the local garden center, walk through their greenhouses, see what's going on there. I know, you know, houseplants are ever so popular at this point, where lots of garden centers are still getting them in all year. All winter, they're getting them keep going. So I know that my garden center, Mahoney's Garden Center, we are always getting new product in. We even have more coming in on Monday to add more to what we have. But I know that a lot of garden centers that have houseplants are doing the same thing. So take a look out there. See what's new. See what you can enjoy. Because I think it's definitely worth it. You know, that old, we have that old saying that it's always 70 degrees inside the garden center. So on some of the colder days, maybe it's nice to go take a walk in there. Just see some of the foliage, see some of the flowers that are there at this point. And just see, you know, what's new, what you can be thinking about for next year. So, this current year, not next year at this point, right? So, yeah, just some thoughts. But we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Actually, hold on.
All right.
Sorry.
We'll keep on keeping on like we do these times in the morning. And as soon as we get that call back, we'll be answering some questions. Now, for some of you who are listening, we'll keep on saying this because we've been noticing a lot of you are hearing us late, but you know, go on our website to paulparent.com, get some information of where we're online. You can hear us during the week, during the Sunday morning, so because we're here 6 to 10 every Sunday. And we'll be here to help you out. So we do have that call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up?
Karen's in Manchester.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about an amaryllis that I have.
Sure.
It was fabulous. It still is. I still have flowers on it. You know, they're looking pretty peaked now. I want to know how to wither it down correctly and, you know, try to save it for next year. I've tried in the past, but I don't think I ever did it right. So I figured I'd call you and get the lowdown on it.
Okay. So with an amaryllis, you want to wait till it has completely, like, withered down, right? You want the, you said it's still flowering or it's just leaves?
Yeah, I still have two flowers on it.
Okay.
Spectacular. I mean, it was great.
Okay, so here's the thing that you want to do. You want to, once that it is done blooming, mm-hmm. and you'll notice that the leaves will start to turn a little yellow.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to want to then cut the leaves down. Right.
Okay.
You're going to want to. Get it so that, you know, nothing is growing, right? We're not looking to have it push new growth, right?
Right.
We want it to, basically, we're done with it for the winter season.
Mm-hmm.
Or the you know, for the regular season, if you will.
Right.
So from there, what you do, you cut down the leaves. Right, so there's nothing there because you don't want the plant to be trying to push any more growth. Okay.
Okay.
Once that's done, You will, you can take it out of the pot, the soil that you have, and what you're looking to do is, you can put it in like a peat moss, you can put it in like a Tupperware container. Some people, to be honest, will even leave it in the same container and not, you know, remove it from that soil. So, you know, that might be the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
Okay.
So you cut it right down to the, like, the big bulb part.
Yeah, leaving just like a little bit, right? We're not looking, you know, we're not looking to cut it so you get into where it almost seems like you're the layers of skin, if you will.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yep.
You just right above it.
Okay.
You just don't want the plant to do much to it.
Sure. And I want to see them nice and yellow and wilty.
Yep.
Leaves. Okay.
But you know, it's going to probably produce some leaves, do some things during this season.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you know, you're not going to want to, like, take care of it, really. You're going to want to let it be. You're going to want to, excuse me, sorry. You're going to want to just let it sit, and maybe once a week you're looking at watering the plant, just because it still needs some of that nutrients. We're going to hit a break here. Give me a couple of minutes. When we get back, I'll give you the rest of what to do so you know when to start in the fall. So hang tight. We're going to be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Karen in regards to her amaryllis bulb, what to do, right? So I want to just go over real quick. So basically, once the amaryllis is done flowering, we will slow down on our watering and allow the green leaves to just die back. Once the green leaves have started to die back, they're starting to turn yellow, we want to, cut those dead leaves off. Then we're going to move the pot into like a cool area, right? We're looking like 40, 50 degrees in a dark place, right? So we're looking to store that bulb. And again, we can either leave it in the container it's in, or we can lift, get that bulb out of the soil and put it in like a paper bag, a box, a Tupperware container, put it in peat moss or perlite, right?
Yep.
From there, we want to let it remain in that cool place. This point is when we aren't watering for, usually like 8 to 10 weeks. We kind of let it sit. The bulb will actually start telling you when it's ready, because it'll start to push out new leaf tips, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From there, because this is what's going to happen. You're gonna want it to bloom again. It's going to bloom again. It's going to do its thing multiple times here. So so once you kind of, once it starts to show sprouting, you might repot the amaryllis depending upon how big the root system is and putting it in, if you're removing it from the pot originally, or if you're leaving it in the pot, you might not have to repot it, right?
Okay.
At that point, you're going to water it, move to like a warm area, one where it's full sun, getting 70 degrees or more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to get it to reflower again, and that's what we're looking to do. Because so the process is we can't just let it sit, the amaryllis bulb sit from now until like next December. It
right.
has to go through a second cycle. So that's what we're kind of going through here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So That's why we determine a bloom time, and we say, you know, six to 10 weeks from there is when it's going to bloom again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once it's done flowering again, which would be during the mid-season, maybe we're looking at like May, right?
Right.
Cut the flower stem again, put it in a sunny spot, do all those things, right? But then come September, you're going to start the whole process over because we want it to have like a 12-week dark period, if you will, like the cooling off period or, you know, and it, so we can get it to bloom for Christmas again if that's what we're looking to do, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a multiple step process, but you have to do it twice.
Right.
So plan for in September is when you're going to stop watering again because the amaryllis bulb, A, might not flower during the summer, but if it does, you know, let it die back again. But we slow the watering, start the process over again. But it's important to do this in September because you need that 10 to 12 week period where it, like, just goes into dormancy and cools down, right?
Yep.
So that's going to go into the dark place. You can put it into the, you know, closet in the basement, something that's not going to get sun,
yeah.
Cooler temperatures, and then you start the whole process out again. So if you are looking to get it to bloom for Christmas, you go back about, I always go a little bit more, usually like the rule of thumb is like six weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go a little bit more, maybe 7 or 8 weeks back. So
okay.
You know, I'm 2 months behind, so I'm looking at October 25th. About is when I want it to start really pushing growth.
Okay.
So that 10 to 12 weeks prior to the October 25th is when we want to start the process. So it's usually around beginning of September, end of August, right?
Yep.
So it's a multiple step process, and you could get multiple blooms during the season, but if you want to do it for Christmas, that's the process you need.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, great.
All right, Karen, well, good luck with it.
And, I'll let you know if I have good luck next year.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Did you know?
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
D.C. police report a Virginia man was arrested Friday when he tried to enter a restricted area near the U.S. Capitol with unauthorized credentials, a loaded handgun, and about 500 rounds of ammunition. Wesley Allen Beeler of Front Royal, Virginia, was stopped by U.S. Capitol Police about 6:30 p.m. Friday local time. He's about a half mile away from the Capitol building. NASA ignited all four engines of its giant space launch system for the first time on Saturday, but the hot fire test ended much earlier than expected. Mounted in a test facility at NASA's Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, the 8-minute test to simulate a launch off the planet only ran about a minute before it unexpectedly shut down. The U.S. Geological Survey announced an earthquake measuring a magnitude of 4.5 rattled Northern California just after 8 p.m. Pacific on Saturday night. The quake was felt around much of the San Francisco Bay Area. The epicenter of the quake was about 30 miles northeast of Monterey, California. USA Radio News. Caravans of people wanting a life in the USA are on their way.
Part of a caravan of migrants from Honduras was blocked by Guatemalan security forces as they tried to cross into the country on their way to the United States. Officials estimate more than 9,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many groups who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity to make for the U.S. The acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they foresaw this outcome because of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. If it's not just 1,000, right now we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000, and one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about to locate centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do know we have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in East Hampton.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just concerned. I have a flowering, bulb flowering, it has small purple ones that look like it comes up like to a point.
Okay.
I don't know what it's hydrangeas or something like that. It's very beautiful.
Okay, so it's outside, or is it? Did you say it's a bulb?
Outside.
Okay.
Yeah. It was here for. It's been there for 25 years as long
gotcha.
As I've been here.
Yep.
But basically, what it is that it's behind the door. When I open the door, I have to go behind to see if it's coming up because it's in between the bush and the building. And the building
gotcha.
Always being warm and stuff. And because this weather has been so not normal kind of
yeah.
thing.
No, I know what you mean.
I probably should take the time to try to get out there and see if it's doing anything. I don't know what else to do. It's always been there. And last year it had six different bulbs, not all at the same time, but pretty much in May I have them popping up, you know, and I don't want to disrupt it by digging it out of the ground, and I would think that would be too much of a shock, and so what do I do besides, I know you told the other lady with the bulb thing about cutting back the leaves if it starts growing.
Well, so
wait.
Yeah, so for what you have being outdoors and having this pop up to it, I wouldn't cut anything back on it. What I might look to do is you're starting to see it just swell up. It's starting to, you know, is it emerging from the ground or
I haven't checked it out because
okay.
I've been doing things inside.
Yeah.
I have a hard time getting around.
Understandable.
So I don't want to take that chance, you know, to fall or anything like that. Otherwise,
gotcha.
You know, that kind of thing. But I will take a peek at it.
Yeah, so if it is... If it is there, it would be something that what I would do is I would look at either trying to put more mulch or something in that area to help clean it out.
There's mulch in the area because the landlord has mulch around the shrubs and everything like that. And luckily, the landscapers did not touch the mulch.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
What I would look to do is, say it's starting to emerge from the ground, if you can get down there, pulling some of that mulch closer to where it is to just help insulate
more?
It. Yeah. So you're looking to just insulate where it is. That way you're not... It's keeping it colder, right? It's looking to slow down the process of what's going on. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're starting to see it emerge, that's where I'd look first.
Okay. So
what I would
basically, don't worry about this it being warm on the outside. It's the fact that the temperature in the ground will keep it from growing too much, because it's not getting too higher. I think they said it's like going to be 45 by Wednesday or something like that. I hope
it is
warmer, otherwise it definitely is going to confuse the plants.
Yeah, you're in East Hampton, right? That's on the western part of the state, right?
Yes.
Well, so... There looks to be later next week to be a cold front coming through overnights. So that's why I'm kind of wondering, do we just have you, you know, if you're starting to see those emerge, cover them up with some mulch, cover them up just a bit so that the cold temperatures that are coming don't affect any of the growth if it's there, right?
Right.
So if you're seeing some of that green pop through, you're starting to see something pop through the ground, that's when, you know, you kind of get nervous, because it's only the 17th of January. We still have, you know, the rest of this month. We have all of February and parts of March where it could be cold.
Right.
And so you want to keep that soil there, the plant, insulated so it's going to stay cold. So that's one of the things we're looking to do. And so if anything, I'd be looking to add some mulch on there, or, you know, it doesn't have to be like bark mulch. It can be leaves. It can be any type of something that you could get your hands on, the salt marsh hay or whatever you could get, right? Just to help insulate it, to keep it at that same temperature, so that in the next week or so, when we start to get some of the colder temperatures, you know, I look at the long-term forecast a lot, and it says some of the overnight temperatures are going to get into the teens, right?
Yeah.
So that's something I would look at and say, all right, there's a good possibility that it's going to get real cold. I would look to cover something like that up and just protect it for the future, right?
Yeah, because I know we've been getting rain, and my arthritis is really kicking up.
Yeah.
And stuff, but so it's not wise to try to think that water has really settled into the ground because of it being so cold ground wise.
Exactly, and you know, those are things I would try to take advantage of knowing that saying, all right, I'm just going to protect it just to be safe. So instead of just saying, all right, it's going to be fine. You know, maybe doing that to take a look and see if you can help it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Like you said something about March and April was when I start my starter plants inside, and so I'll try to bring some spring into my place a little bit, But then I have another situation where I'm going to probably wait until it really gets warm, where I have a large crock pot thing
yep.
outside, and I have my horseradish root plant in there, and
okay.
I haven't touched it at all, meaning cutting it or anything, meaning the root, to use the horseradish root, you know.
Yep.
I wouldn't know whether to cut part of the root, like dump it out and then cut the root, or do I cut it closer to where the green comes out of it? I don't know anything about that.
Okay. So you're looking to, for this horseradish, you're looking to... Are you looking
probably
to just
repot it, but then if I'm cutting for horseradish to use as cooking,
yeah.
Do I cut the root?
Yeah, so
of it, not necessarily where the green comes out.
Yeah, so the horseradish that you'd be using is actually underground, right? It's a root,
right?
And so, you know, when you pull it out to use it, it's almost kind of like pulling out, it's not the same thing, but it's close to it. Just the idea of like pulling a carrot out of the soil
uh-huh.
or pulling like a radish out of the soil. The root is going to, you know, have like a brown coating to the outside of it.
Right.
You know, you're going to want to pull the green leaves with it just to get it out of the soil. But you're using that root, the whole thing.
I have to water the plant before I take it out of the pot, right? To make sure that everything's intact, or that it's easier to take out of the clay pot.
Yeah, so sometimes it's easier. If you were to water the plant, what it does is it loosens up the soil around it a little bit. What it also does is allow the plant to absorb some of that water before you pull it out of the ground. You're not like ripping it out and shocking it. I mean, at the same
right.
time, you're shocking anything that you're going to rip out of the ground. But the idea is, you know, pulling them out of the ground, you're going to pull it with the leaves, with everything. And then, you know, clean it off. And just at the top, you can cut rid of, you know, cut the leaves off, do that type of thing. You know, it's basically, we're looking at like a carrot, just in essence, kind of think of it that way. You know, it's going to form in a clump. A lot of these will kind of just keep going and just reproducing. So you might have, you know, it's a good thing that's in a pot, because if it was like in a garden, sometimes they just kind of take over and just go everywhere.
Right.
So that's why it's great to have it in the pot.
Direction. Yeah.
You know, but so it's... The best time to really harvest, like, the horseradish is going to be closer to the fall. So let's look to try to get it to that point, if you can.
Oh, wait until the fall time?
Yeah, so the best time for it. So usually what will happen is you'll, you know, when it's planted in the spring, then you will then look to get it for the fall to harvest it. But this is one that's been in the house all winter, right?
Yeah, it's not been in the house. It's been outside in the back in a clay pot.
Okay. So
in the backyard, which has shaded sunlight.
So what you
want to
do? So what you want to do is let the growing season happen to just get the horseradish to a bigger size for fall, right? So that's what you're looking to do. Let it grow.
I've got to do it in spring or summer,
no.
But to do it in the fall time?
Yeah, so I almost consider fall the end of August sometimes. So it could be at that point. Once the temperatures, you're starting to notice the temperatures going from like those 70s, high 80s, and headed the other way, right?
Now, what do I do if I want more green? In other words, to put some of it into another pot instead of all of it in one pot. Because
so you
I'm
could
sure
do
by
that.
Now it's probably encompassed the whole size of the pot, which is very big.
Okay. So you could definitely do that once the spring hits, right? Splitting
right
it up.
Spring?
Yeah, because right now, if you start to divide, it's obviously, first off, it's too cold. But second, you don't want to shock it during the winter time. So let the ground warm up, let the pot warm up, and start to, so you can actually get a shovel in there, and then you can split it and actually plant them in other pots. Right.
Even though it's just the root and the green will come up naturally?
The green will come up naturally, right?
But how far down do I put below the surface?
So the easiest way to do it would be almost take the whole thing out of the soil, right?
Yeah.
Take it out
and
then kind of split some of the root system that way so you can actually feel the roots and kind of move them into other pots. It's probably the easier way than just putting a shovel in. So what I would do is take it out of the ground, take it out of the pot, shake off some of that soil, and then split it into multiple pots, putting it in new soil, letting it grow for the season. And then at the end of the season, in the fall, that's when I would harvest it. Okay?
Harvest it meaning cutting it?
Pulling it out and using it for what you're looking for. I got to hit a break. I'll be back.
Okay.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Cindy, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, basically what you're saying is wait until August and then dump the pot out of the clay thing and then divide it. And if I don't, even if there's no greenery on it, put in some soil, some clean soil, and probably fertilize it with fertilizer. And when it comes to the fall, you said like September or October, then I can pull the bigger root out, the main root, and use that as the horseradish root that I want to use for cooking and stuff.
Yeah, so
is that correct?
So basically what I'd like to see you do is instead of August on that transplanting, let's do it in April or May when the ground is thawed, okay?
April.
And then follow that whole same process that we were talking about.
Okay.
One other thing, and I looked just to double check myself. If you're looking to use any of the horseradish at any time, you can pull it out and use it if they're, you know, from the soil. So say you want to use it in June, it's okay to pull one out and do that.
Okay.
It's not, you know, the idea is if you're planting it, say you're going to split this plant like you're talking about,
right,
and replanting it in the spring, it takes the most of that season for it to get to the spot that you want it to be so that it'll be ready to harvest in the fall. Whereas yours are a perennial that have been there year after year.
Right.
You can kind of do those any season. But the new ones, when you split it, because you said that it's too big in the pot,
right?
Those ones you're going to want to wait till the fall to be using to harvest. But if you were to get any of these right now, you could, you know, in the spring, you could pull some out and use them. But any of the ones that you've, you know, taken out of a pot, ripped out of the pot and switched, I usually like to wait so that they can rejuvenate, regrow in that soil, get to where they need to be.
Stabilize,
yeah, is really what we're looking. So, you know, that's, you're on the right track with everything. But, you know, if you want to split it, let's wait till, you know, the ground thaws out so you can have some, you know, the soil's loose a little bit so that you can split it that way. But again, if it's, you know, if you wanted to use some of it in April and May, that would be fine. But split it, put it in multiple pots. I wouldn't just go, you know, cut it in half and put it into another because it will just fill out. I would wait till, you know, do multiple pots so you can have, you know, multiple uses for it, okay?
Okay. Now, let me just say about something. So even if I'm splitting it and everything, and it seems like there's a whole big cluster of things instead of trying to split even that, I'd just use that if I wanted to use it right away.
Yes, you could use what's there once you've kind of pulled it out and use it right away. That's not a problem.
So it only has one shock treatment.
Yes.
Okay. Now, one other thing. I've started taking so much time.
That's okay.
I talked to you last time about I usually used to get starter plants, but I don't have a car right now.
Yep.
And, I mean, the only thing you could do is getting on buses and trying to go down, like, to Hadley Village.
Yep.
You know, and getting it that way or see if they do home delivery. But I don't even know what in the area there is as far as places to get starter plants.
It
is delivery.
If you're near Hadley, you could actually look. Hadley Garden Center is not that far away.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was actually referring to that, yeah.
So Hadley Garden Center is now owned by Gardner's Supply. So you could actually get some of that. You could go to a website if you had some time to, and they actually will help you out. You can even call them. And see if they do any delivery, that type of thing. And I'm sure they would. Okay.
Yeah, I just need to get the phone number.
Yeah. So Hadley Garden Center is right on Russell Street in Hadley. So maybe give them a call that way. All right.
Okay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.